I'm walking on the very grounds that Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry David Thoreau, actually walked on in their lifetime. And one of the most important things that Emerson said to all of us is that the whole course of things is to teach us faith. And teaching us faith isn't really about teaching us religion as much as it's teaching us faith in ourselves, a belief that we are connected to something that is greater and grander than all of us, and that which we are connected to is divine, that we are all divine beings, and that each and every one of us ought to really consider very strongly treating ourselves that way at all times in our lives, recognizing the importance of our own thoughts, reminding ourselves that what we think about is what expands into our lives, and that our thoughts are the most powerful force that we have. They're our connection to eternity, so that each and every one of us should be remembering what Emerson and Thoreau and Louisa May Alcott and so many of those people who lived right here wrote about and talked about and encouraged us to form a transcendent view of ourselves and of our world. One of my very favorite words that was invented by a man who was a great teacher of mine, his name was Carl Jung, he called it synchronicity. And it's a term that reflects sort of a place where you can get to in your life where you can have a collaboration with fate almost, where you can begin to see things showing up into your life just because you were thinking them. And for some of us who are very practical-minded, we think, well, that's absolutely impossible. All of these things are just coincidences. But the word coincidence is an interesting word. In mathematics, coincidence refers to angles that coincide. And in mathematics, two angles that coincide are said to be two angles that fit together perfectly. And we have taken a term that means things that fit together perfectly and assume that somehow it's all done accidentally. But in a universe in which there is an intelligence guiding everything, there are no accidents. One of my favorite ways of describing this, I did with a friend of mine years ago on some tapes. His name was Deepak Chopra. And Deepak and I were in front of an audience in London. And we all of a sudden started dialoguing about how to get strawberry ice cream. And we came up with there were four ways to get strawberry ice cream. And they raised in level and consciousness from the lowest to the highest. So the first way of getting strawberry ice cream is to have a thought. Everything always starts with our thoughts. And the thought is, gee, I'd really like to have some strawberry ice cream. And then you act upon that thought. You get up, you get on your bicycle, you get into your car, you go for a walk, you go to the store, you purchase your strawberry ice cream, and you come home and you say, I've got strawberry ice cream. And we don't think that that's too amazing. But if you really look at it, it is very amazing because that thought is invisible, it's formless, it's internal someplace. We know there's a command center in our brain, but we've never seen the commander that's in there who says, I think I'd like to have some strawberry ice cream. So it's a pretty amazing process. Have a thought and then act upon it. The second way to get strawberry ice cream is to have a thought, gee, I'd really like to have some strawberry ice cream, and you stay right where you are. And you send one of your children off to get the strawberry ice cream. And this is a higher level of consciousness because here you are just sitting there having a thought and you just express a word and someone else goes off, gets the strawberry ice cream, brings it back to you, and you think, this isn't too bad a way of doing it. The third way we talked about on stage was the more intriguing way. And the third way to get strawberry ice cream is to have a thought, gee, I'd really like to have some strawberry ice cream. And then someone walks by and they say to you, excuse me, is this your strawberry ice cream? And when that happens, you go, whoa, booga, booga, booga. And you call everybody that you know and you tell them, you can't believe what happened today. I was just thinking about having some strawberry ice cream and a stranger just walked by and there it was and he handed it to me. This is what Jung called synchronicity. And this idea that you have a thought. Perhaps it's a thought about a sister that you haven't talked to in 5 years and she lives on the other side of the country and you can't get her out of your mind. And that thought represents an energy.